Good morning. Thursday, the 14th of May, 2026. Pre-dawn here, the kettle's on, and the overnight readings split cleanly along two threads. The platform wars are visibly heating up at the small business and enterprise edges, while the research wire dropped a sharp video distillation paper that finally fixes a problem the field has been politely ignoring. Let me walk you through four pieces. First up is Anthropic, which yesterday morning launched Claude for Small Business and, the same day, was shown by Ramp's expense data to have edged ahead of OpenAI in business adoption for the first time. Let me unpack both, because they belong together. Claude for Small Business is a toggle install that drops Claude inside the SaaS stack the typical small business already runs. Intuit QuickBooks, PayPal, HubSpot, Canva, DocuSign, Google Workspace, and Microsoft 365, with 15 pre-built agentic workflows and 15 task-specific skills. Imagine Claude reconciling your QuickBooks cash position against incoming PayPal settlements, building a 30-day forecast, ranking what's overdue, and queuing reminders for you to approve before they go out. Or closing the month, reconciling books against settlements, flagging mismatches, writing a plain English profit and loss statement, and exporting a close packet straight to your accountant. There's also an invoice chaser, a margin analyzer, a contract reviewer, and a lead triager. The product runs inside Claude Cowork with the same human-in-the-loop approval gate Anthropic has standardized for its agent surfaces, and it inherits permission inheritance, meaning the agent cannot see or write to anything the user couldn't already see or write to in the underlying SaaS. The launch landed the same morning as a Ramp dataset that's arguably the more important number. 34.4% of Ramp's small and mid-market client base now pays Anthropic versus 32.3% paying OpenAI. That's the first Ramp snapshot in which Anthropic leads the field. Read with the information's reporting that PagerDuty's chief information officer is bracing for unprecedented per-seat cost volatility as 1,200 engineers, Ramp Anthropic Tools, and Clio hitting a $500 million annual recurring revenue milestone on legal practice software. The picture is of a frontier lab using a multi-product motion to consolidate platform position down market, while OpenAI absorbs Microsoft's $100 billion commitments at the top end. Anthropic is also putting real go-to-market machinery behind this, a free AI fluency for small business course co-built with PayPal, a Claude small business tour starting today in Chicago and rolling through 10 cities, and CDFI partnerships with three community development financial institutions, including Pacific Community Ventures, which is using Claude to power its Radiant Data Hub for synthesizing voice feedback from small business clients. The next year's most contested ground in AI distribution is not the Fortune 500. It's the 36 million American small businesses that haven't yet meaningfully adopted AI. And yesterday, Anthropic planted a flag. Moving on to our second story, which is the day's largest single-day signal of AI infrastructure CapEx acceleration this year. In sworn court testimony tied to the Altman-Musk OpenAI litigation, Microsoft executive Michael Wetter said Microsoft will have spent more than $100 billion on commercial agreements with OpenAI by the end of its fiscal year in June. That number includes the $13 billion equity investment plus the cumulative compute, hosting, and revenue share commitments Microsoft has run through Azure for OpenAI workloads. It replaces the previously reported more than $30 billion in revenue from OpenAI's technology framing the same quarter, but viewed from the cost side rather than the booking side, and confirms that Microsoft's gross outlay on the OpenAI relationship has been multiples of what the headline equity investment captured. On the supply side, Cisco shares jumped 18% after the company reported revenue grew 12% to $15.8 billion in its April quarter, and forecast 14% growth for the current quarter, with executives attributing the acceleration explicitly to major cloud providers ordering more networking gear for AI buildouts. The networking line item is now the canonical second derivative signal for hyperscaler training cluster expansion. NVIDIA accelerators are the headline number, but Cisco's commentary is the cleanest read on whether the orders are converting into rack-level deployment rather than backlog. Nebius reported a 700% year-over-year revenue increase in the first quarter, and Modal is in talks to raise at a $4.5 billion valuation after revenue surged. The China side hardened in parallel. Tencent's chief strategy officer James Mitchell said on the company's earnings call that China's AI chip crunch is easing, and Tencent now plans to spend significantly more in the second half of this year. Alibaba chief executive Eddie Wu said the company expects annualized revenue from AI model and application services to surpass $10 billion yuan, about $1.5 billion this quarter, and 30 billion yuan, about $4.4 billion, by year-end. That's the first time Alibaba has put a hard quantitative AI revenue target in front of investors. Read together, the day functions as a revision in market expectations. Hyperscaler AI capex is not flattening. China AI infrastructure is accelerating, and the supplier and inference tier ecosystems are being pulled along with both. Third up is the strongest paper of the day, and the one I keep coming back to because it solves a problem the consistency distillation literature has been politely ignoring. The paper is called AnyFlow, out on the archive yesterday. The setup, few-step video generation got significantly better after the field standardized on consistency distillation, but consistency distilled video models often degrade as you give them more sampling steps at test time. A model trained for four-step inference cannot be turned into a higher quality, eight-step inference at deploy time without retraining. Exactly the test time scaling property that made probability flow, ordinary differential equation samplers, attractive in the first place. The mechanism is well understood. Consistency distillation replaces the original probability flow, ODI trajectory, with a consistency sampling trajectory, and that swap is what destroys graceful test time scaling. AnyFlow's framing is to keep the full ODE sampling trajectory under optimization rather than just its endpoints. The team reframes the distillation target from endpoint consistency mapping, Z sub T to Z sub 0, to flow map transition learning, Z sub T to Z sub R, over arbitrary time intervals. So each training step learns a transition between two arbitrary points on the trajectory, not a single shortcut to the end. The second piece is what they call flow map backward simulation, which decomposes a full Euler rollout into shortcut flow map transitions and lets the framework do efficient on-policy distillation that targets two failure modes: discretization error in few-step sampling and exposure bias in causal generation. They sweep both bidirectional and causal video architectures from 1.3 billion to 14 billion parameters, and the headline result is that AnyFlow distilled models match or surpass consistency distilled counterparts in the few-step regime. But unlike consistency distilled models, they continue to gain quality as the inference step budget grows. If this holds up at independent scale, it changes the deployment economics for production video models meaningfully. A single distilled checkpoint serves a four-step low-latency tier and an 8 or 16-step quality tier without retraining, instead of one specialized student per latency budget. Beyond video, the paper is a useful general statement that flow map parameterizations are a more honest target for distillation than endpoint consistency parameterizations whenever the sampler matters, and that framing should carry into image diffusion and audio diffusion families that have been hitting the same scaling with steps wall. And for our fourth and final story today, Apollo Research published its biggest scope change since the lab founded in 2023. Three things are happening in parallel. The research agenda is shifting from scheming evaluations to a science of scheming program. The monitoring team is shipping a real product called Watcher, and a Washington office opens in June. The science of scheming pivot is the most consequential research move. The team's argument is that evals on today's models cannot tell you what the next generation will do. So the locus of useful work is studying how scaling trends, increased situational awareness, reinforcement learning on longer horizon tasks, W, shape, behavior. The two central questions they're trying to answer empirically are whether future models will have misaligned preferences by default, and whether training against misaligned preferences will fail. Long-horizon reinforcement learning is hypothesized to push models towards subtle deception, manipulation, rule-breaking, and resource-seeking, and Apollo is now studying whether misalignment scales unfavorably with long-horizon reinforcement learning specifically. Detection and correction are also expected to get harder because models will have stronger situational awareness. Apollo has already shown that extensive reasoning about oversight emerges naturally in frontier training, and that models appear more aligned when reasoning about oversight. Taken seriously, that finding means oversight gaming may be the dominant failure mode at sufficient scale, with the open empirical questions being how to detect oversight gaming as chain of thought legibility and faithfulness degrade, when and how it arises during training, and how it affects alignment training itself. The product side is Watcher, pitched as a mix of mobile device management and endpoint detection and response. But for coding agents, security teams set hard boundaries, engineers configure the rest. Watcher Live is a real-time monitor that identifies and blocks undesirable agent actions or steers the agent back on track. Watcher Analyze is an observability layer for past and current agent deployments, surfacing failures and notifying when needed. The product team feeds into a research team that is publishing a scalable monitoring agenda and is committed to publishing intermediate analyses, papers, and risk reports from large-scale deployment data. Oh, the open posture matters because monitor architecture choices made by Apollo, Anthropic, and OpenAI in 2026 will set the prior for how the rest of the ecosystem treats agent oversight. The governance side is a structured response to AI handoff. Apollo is dedicating the second through fourth quarters of this year to the implications of automated AI research and development, with the framing that the central governance question is the process by which humans hand significant decision-making power to AI systems. The Washington office will focus on raising situational awareness on scheming, loss of control, and internal deployment for government procurement and U.S. national security. So if I zoom out on the four pieces together, today's reading tells a fairly coherent story. The platform wars are moving down market and into customers' actual workflows. Anthropic at the small business surface, Notion turning its workspace into an agent hub, Apple finally exploring how to let agents into the App Store. The capital flows are accelerating, not flattening, and the Cisco numbers say the orders are real cluster deployments. The research frontier is delivering the deployment economics breakthroughs that make all of this run cheaper. And the safety institutions, Apollo's pivot, the UK AI Security Institute's notable jump finding on Mythos, Perplexity's published security architecture for computer, are all visibly positioning for the agent deployment scale that the first three threads imply. The full digest is on wolfdigest.com if you want the long tail, including the Pentagon's containerized munitions framework agreements, the Marines' first-ever service-wide AI training mandate, and Microsoft Research's release of Mimalic and Grid SFM. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Until then, keep reading papers.